Welcome to the Gospel Light Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you from a fresh and unique perspective how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
When life vanishes. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. It has happened so many times in recent memory that one would think we'd be numb to it by now, and some are. But every time it happens, we are shocked, dismayed, and stunned anew. Certainly at this one. Nothing could prepare the world for the events that transpired on the night of Sunday, October the 1st, 2017, when a gunman opened fire on 22,000 people attending an outdoor country music concert in Las Vegas. With 58 people dead and nearly 600 injured, some badly, the tragedy was proclaimed the worst ever mass shooting in American history. As news broke in the early morning hours of Monday, our television screens, computers, and mobile devices were filled with images of people fleeing the scene, some stumbling, falling down, hiding behind barriers, jumping fences, desperately trying to avoid being struck, and trying to prevent those they loved from being struck as well. A raw video uploaded to YouTube captured the moment when the rapid crack of gunfire split the night seconds after a new song had begun. One moment, the concertgoers had been singing, dancing, and having a good old time. The next, they were running for their lives, bleeding out on the ground or dead. Perhaps what's most shocking to us about these terrible events is how people at the pinnacle of happiness and enjoyment of life can so rapidly be cut off from vitality of life. Oh, how frail we are. Oh, how quickly life vanishes. In times like these, we should call to mind the Bible's words in James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. As King David prayed in Psalm 39:4, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Our lives are no more valuable than the lives of those lost in the Las Vegas massacre. We are just as fragile. We too can be here one moment and gone the next. We can pass from life to eternity in an instant because of some unexpected, tragic event that is totally beyond our control. Such events remind us that we need to be ready for death and for what comes after death, a meeting with God, our Creator, and the beginning of life in an eternal destination. Oh, how frail we are. Oh, how quickly life vanishes away. As the events of this past week showed us, we cannot be certain about the day of our death, can we? Surely none of those at that concert thought they were going to die in such a tragic way. In fact, one lady was already battling cancer. She was trying to get some relief from the chemo and all of the pain that has racked her body, trying her best to get away from it all and have at least a little time of enjoyment. But what we can know for sure today, my beloved, is whether or not you and I will go to heaven if we died one day soon. And obviously, we could die today. Those 58 people no longer have the opportunity that you have right now. For you have the opportunity to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the light of the world. So you have the privilege and the opportunity to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior while the blood runs warm in your veins, so that you can know for sure that you are going to heaven, whether you die suddenly and unexpectedly, or whether you die naturally after living a long life. Please don't put off this decision, for as this past week has shown us, we do not know what tomorrow holds. Do you want the blessed assurance of knowing that you are going to heaven no matter when you die or how you die? If so, allow me to share with you how you can give your life to Jesus Christ today and be given a home in heaven for eternity to be with God who made you. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ has said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul. And He will save you. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust Him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible also says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please pray with me right now this simple prayer, and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow Him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.
Amen. Sound that saves.